News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I love asking our guests to have come up with a song, and it cracked me up. Simple Minds, y'all.
Yeah, you got to think about that a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't read into that too deeply.
Yeah, I don't want to get too deep on that.
And I always try to come up with a good segue, like Simple Minds. Well, I've got it. There is nothing simple about human resources and HR. So therefore, on our Pensacola expert panel, we have with us from Avalon HR, Chip Wood, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing, and Stacey Oren, who's the HR and Benefits Manager for Avalon HR.
Good morning.
How about that for a segue?
Wow,
excellent.
That is a... Well, from Simple Minds
to complicated.
Yeah, to complicated. There we go.
Who are these people?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us about your business and what y'all do and the services you provide, because you do a lot.
We are a full service PEO in the Pensacola and surrounding United States.
So, golly. Okay, just a little.
We do. Well, we are licensed in quite a few states. I think right now we're licensed in like 28 states. And we do HR and we do payroll and benefits for companies large and small as 2 people up to 200. So, and we could go beyond that. But
sure.
That's right now what we kind of focus on.
What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you or to keep up with what you're doing?
We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard and our phone number is 850-475-1555, and I invite you to drop by and visit with us anytime you'd like to. And there's a lot going on this week. So, people are starting their payrolls, looking to move payrolls for the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are just inquiring about a lot of its health benefits. A lot of action in the health industry right now going on. Seeing a lot of increases. Nobody's left out of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be starting with a new workers' comp carrier at the beginning of the year.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Assured Partners. And I'd like to give a shout out to Jessica Todd, Erica Evans, and Alexandra Sanchez. Alex and all the group down there. They're so good to us. And I want everybody to know who they are, because they do good work. They do very good work with us. And I'm looking forward to working with them in the new year.
Well, that's like we always talk about. You know, it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to construct the type of village that we need to pull these things off, we have to have people looking after our back. And, you know, what Chip's talking about with these folks, what they do is they approve our new clients for work comp. They get you actually on the policy. And that's where they work very closely with Chip in defining, you know, what you do and get you covered. And then it kind of... the ball kind of shifts to my court, because then they work with me on my claims and making sure that our employees are taken care of. And if I'm not getting the correct response that I want and expect from the carrier, you know, I reach out to them. They step in and help advocate on my behalf. So, you know, these things, we've talked about this all the time. You know, we can't know everything. We just have to be able to put the best people in our corner and those relationships to make sure that we have that support when we don't know, when we have a question. We've got, you know, we're backed by people who are equally as devoted to their lane as we are to ours. And, you know, we can reach out and say, hey, I've never had this situation before. What do I do? And they step in and go, okay, well, we have, so we got you. So,
and a lot of these things take a lot of explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Because
do they ever?
You have somebody that has a website, and their website looks absolutely fabulous until you find out that they don't do half of what their website says
Oops.
They do. Well, underwriters, and I'm saying this for anyone listening that has an embellished, if you will, website, because underwriters, when they go to review your workers' comp or your general liability insurance, the first thing they like to look at is your website.
Really?
And then when they look at their websites, they go, oh. Well, these people, you know, I had a client, his website showed a large parking garage, concrete parking garage. Well, he actually poured driveways and, you know, sidewalks.
Oh, boy.
Well, the underwriter at that time said, well, this guy's building parking garages. And I went, no, this guy has a hard time getting to work, much less driving, you know, doing this. So we got it straightened out, and after he, you know, I asked him, I said, why did you have a picture of a parking garage on your website? You don't do that.
It looks good.
He said, it looks really good.
Oh, my goodness.
And I went, uh-huh. I said, well. So anyway,
gracious.
but these folks really, really, really help us out quite a bit. And I just want to give them a shout out because I think a lot of them. And
we are very appreciative. Like, yeah. We couldn't do what we do without, like I said, the teams and the resources that we have behind us. And, you know, that's where we get back to where it's not feasible for most independent business owners to be a part of all these organizations.
Especially small businesses.
Especially small businesses. Right. You know, to have the Society for Human Resource Management, the Florida Association of PEOs, the National Association of PEOs, your own dedicated IRS rep. Your insurance brokers that are in your corner and fighting for you as hard as you would fight for yourself and your family. And that's where you get the pooled benefits of coming into a professional employer organization is we have those resources already in place. We have those relationships. And we can just kind of bring you into that family and just start you, you know, off and running. You don't have to try to figure out, well, I have one remote employee in Washington State. What do I do? Well, we know what to do. And, you know, as that's coming up more and more, you know, people don't think about it. How are you paying their state taxes for the state that they're living in? How are you paying their unemployment taxes? You know, different things like that. You're still responsible for that. And the IRS does not accept the, oh, I don't know, I didn't know. No, sorry, you chose to do business there. You need to know.
Yeah, you're responsible.
Answer.
Yeah, you're responsible, unfortunately.
Bad answer. So, you know, that's one of the great advantages we have.
Okay, if you have any questions, this is our expert panel this half hour on HR and benefits and taking care of the business of your company. We have here with us Chip Wood and Stacey Oren, 850-437-1620. Got a question that came in. Do you work with construction companies or is workers comp an issue with them?
No, I don't have a problem with that. It depends.
I guess that's a more dangerous profession.
It is, and a lot of has to do with how high are you going? Are you going above?
Seriously, if you really are building that parking garage,
are you going above three stories? Three stories, two stories and below is not. It's an issue, but it's not that big of an issue as three stories and above. It changes class codes for workers comp.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
As long as you have a good explanation, a good story of what you're doing, I don't have
a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem.
All right. So it's just knowing what the legalities are.
Just tell me exactly what you're doing and don't try to dress it up because I've seen plenty of businesses that they can talk themselves out
of a good deal.
Yeah. They can put a dress on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And that's just a good old Southern expression right there.
Yes, it is. That's all it is.
That's what this show's all about. Expert panel with Southern expressions.
Well, we like to just let people know that we really get involved and really take a big interest in their business because we want to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in this. Stacey and I both, we've been doing this for quite a while. This is my 28th year. And I didn't get this far by just making up stuff and you know, oh, yeah, well, we can do this. But I hear a lot of stories about, well, this guy told me that I could do this, and I can, no.
Yeah, no. Be careful of that.
You got to be careful because I'll just tell you like it is, and if we can do it, we're going to do it. I try to vet all of our prospects myself to make sure that I don't have to encumber the underwriters with a whole lot of fluff.
Okay, I've got another question that just came in. I'm impressed by your knowledge, so that's a good thing. And then they're asking, and if I wanted to sign up, can you tell me what it would cost me as a small business to utilize your services? I guess the question is, how does that work, or how does your payment structures work?
It works on a percentage of payroll.
Because a lot of people don't know. They've never used a payroll company before, so they're afraid it's going to cost them a fortune.
You can do this one of two ways, actually. It can be a percentage of payroll. It depends on the industry that you're in. A lot of times it may be easier to do it as a per person. We can do that also. And it depends also on what is your work comp codes. Like if you're a clerical person, that's right at 10 cents per $100 of payroll. If you are in construction, that's like $5.
Made up numbers.
Well,
approximations.
Approximations. You're talking about $5 a hundred.
Mm-hmm.
We do not, as a general rule, we cannot do roofers.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
That's a whole different, we can do them, but it would be a car, what they call a carve-out policy. I would have to write it on their own policy, and then we'd operate that as what they know as ASO, which is an affiliated service organization.
Okay.
So there are options. And the thing with us is we don't charge any extra fees. You don't have to pay extra to onboard new employees. You do not have to pay extra for the HR services. You don't have to pay extra to talk to our tax department. Your fees, you know, some of them are set by the federal and state. You know, once you reach those, there's a certain amount you have to pay in, and that's set by them. We don't control that. Your work comp rate, like Chip said, is dependent on the jobs. And then it's either a percent of your admin fee, a percent of your payroll is admin fee, or a per person amount. And there's no add-ons. There's no extra for producing W-2s at the end of the year, things like that.
And a lot of, not to interrupt, Stacey, but a lot of our competitors and a lot of other PEOs, they charge because all of these are little profit centers for them. And I just, I don't like that. I wasn't raised in this business that way. So here's your price, and we want you to be happy, and we're going to try to make you happy. And, you know, it's a little bit different, but mostly we just take the worry off you because we become the employer of record. We are the ones that's responsible for everything that's going on. And we're only one of, I think, two PEOs in this area that are certified by the IRS.
And that's really important.
Very important, because if there was a mistake made, they're not going to come at you. They got to come at us. And so far we haven't had to have that happen. So.
Well, it's certainly a relief to an employer because then you can focus on your business.
And that's the whole idea. We take care of all the backroom operations and let you focus on your core business, and that's the main thing. Just focus on your core business, and that way we take all the worry off your shoulders. We become the employer of record, as I say, and it just makes it a lot simpler for everybody.
And we aren't going to tell you how to run your business. Like, we're not going to come in and say, Meg, you need to be open from 9 to 3, 7 days a week. No, that's not what we're looking to do. You run your business. You got into your business because that was your passion, and pursue your passion. Let us, you know, I've said before, I've never seen anybody who went into business saying, oh, I just really want to file state taxes
and stay up till midnight to
produce
payroll.
W-2s.
I look forward to those 941.
Yeah, right. So, you know, we take the non-fun stuff that for some reason we find fun, and, you know, that's our thing. So, you know, we're happy to talk to you. No obligation, 850-475-1555. Or, you know, we always welcome you to stop by 100 South Pace Boulevard. I always say, come by, watch the Blues fly. Don't do that until they return. They're they have left us for the season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, coming into the holiday season, I want to talk a little bit about that and some things going on. One, you know, everybody's aware that, the overall just climate has not been good. You know, people are struggling. People have had some significant challenges. A few things that we like to keep in mind, and, you know, that we encourage our folks to do, celebrations for your office and your staff don't have to cost you a fortune. You know, we are very, very fortunate. I'll say this till the day I'm no longer on this earth or until I leave Pensacola. We're in a great area where there are always things you can do. $5 hockey night for your employees is a great way to take them and their families out and have a great time. You can even get group rates to those things where they take you all out on the ice, take your picture, you get hats, they'll call you out over the speaker. It's super fun. I mean, you don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars on a meal. You know, you can just go out and have your staff have a good time. There's places where you can go do paint rooms. You suit up and you just throw all the paint you want to throw. You can make craft. There's a million different things. There's very, very affordable options. Also, something else is support local businesses. Palafox Market.
I've been preaching that all week.
Absolutely. If you've never been to Palafox Market, what are you doing? Like, it's every Saturday, it's a street market downtown. They've got two locations. Some very unique gifts, some very reasonably priced. I mean, there's even custom-made jewelry and pottery and food, and I could sit here and give you a list of my personal favorites, but go check it out. They're amazing. There's a lot of food drives happening right now. The Manna Food Drive, which you guys are a huge part of here at the station.
This Friday.
Yes, and we will be there. There will be a representative from Avalon there in the morning.
Kirk will be there.
Helping out.
Great. Okay, good. I'll look for him.
Kirk will be there helping out, and we've been collecting food at the office that he's going to take down there for. So there's lots of things that you can do to help out here locally. Like, you know, it may not be feasible for you to do something humongous for your employees for Christmas, and that's okay. You know, just show them that you care. And there's a million ways to do that. You know, like I said, going out, having a good night at a hockey game, anything like that. You know, it's just, there's so many fun options. And I love helping people come up with alternative to, you know, the traditional, hey, here's a bunch of pizza, thank you. You know, there's other things that you can do that are really fun. I mean, you can go to the dollar store and buy gingerbread kits and have like a gingerbread making contest. You know, just like brain breaks, meal breaks, dance breaks, just different things. And I really love helping our employers come up with like alternative solutions, like, you know, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, things like that are the things that keep me from losing my mind sometimes in what I do, because it can become very bogged down in people issues and HR issues and, you know, helping employers do the right thing. You know, if they want to let people go, advising them how to do that without putting them in a situation, you know, a lot. People are too nice when it comes to employment, and what they perceive as niceness will actually end up biting you in the buttocks.
Got to be careful.
A good example of that is there's people you need to let go, so you decide to do a layoff and just tell these people you're letting them go for lack of work, when that's not the real reason. The real reason is they needed to go, but rather than address that issue, we'll just do a layoff. Well, then you get into, well, what was the criteria for your layoff? Because it wasn't the last several people in, it was just a random mix of people. What criteria did you use? And yes, that matters.
Because this is one of the things that she and I have talked about, and that is very important for employers to understand. We do this, you don't. And the main thing is with Stacy is that when it comes to relieving somebody of command, if you will, there's ways to do it and there's ways not to do it. And we are non-confrontational with it.
Well, a lot of
in
employees
words,
will
Stacy
push.
Will tell you to go to hell, and she'll enjoy the trip.
Oh dear! So. Oh dear! Okay.
Not actually. But.
No.
You know, and it's like I got in HR. You know, my dad told me two things. One, you don't fire people; they fire themselves. And if you ever get to the point where it doesn't bother you on some level, you need to find something else to do.
Mm.
I do not take enjoyment in terminating people's employment.
All kidding aside, no.
All kidding aside. And the lens that I go through sometimes to protect people's employment would blow your mind. Like if, you know, there's things that have to be considered. You know, protected classes, ADA accommodations. Things like that. Once somebody comes to you and asks for an ADA accommodation, you can't just kick them out the door because you don't like it or because you've recently discovered that they have an issue that you never knew about, and now you're like, well, they have to go. Well, what changed in their performance other than the fact that they've alerted you that they now have this issue and they're asking for what the government considers to be a reasonable accommodation? At that point, you can't just fire them for that. That's mm-hmm. a huge violation.
Yeah.
Huge violation. And that's where we come in. You know, I can talk you through that. I can help you set up a termination in ways you will not be sued for discrimination, where the EEOC will never come knocking at your door and go explain yourself. If you've never been through an EEO suit, count your lucky stars, because they're not fun. You want to talk about sucking hours and hours of your time, that will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are intensive. There's usually multiple mediations. And, you know, if it can't be resolved through mediation, then you have to go in front of a judge. It's not fun.
And this is why I say you need Avalon.
We can protect you from that.
That's it. I mean, you know, you need Avalon. We are plugged in. Stacy is constantly plugged in with all of these things that go on in the workplace. I deal on the workers' comp and on the sales end of the business. And then she then, unfortunately, sometimes has to deal with things that are not very pleasant.
Well, HR has its moments.
That it does.
Yes, it
does. And they've all happened this week.
I'm sorry. But the holidays, because now it's interesting. You get to the end of the year and you're dealing with folks having this experience who have PTO or time off that they haven't used. Can they roll it over to next year? All those kinds of things, right? I mean, that's what's happening now.
Well, in the state of Florida, there are no laws related to PTO. It's viewed as a benefit and it can be administered in any way the employer sees fit.
Interesting.
It reverts back to your policy. What do you have in writing? And they just, you know, the Department of Labor just asked that it be administered consistently.
What's in your employee handbook?
What is in your employee handbook? And, you know, the consistency thing is huge, too. Like, I went round and round years ago with the Department of Labor over the rounding of time clocks, what they call the 7-minute rule, okay?
I'm not familiar with that.
7 minutes before the hour, 7 minutes after the hour, it all rounds up to the hour, and you're considered on time.
Oh, okay.
They will not flat tell you that that is okay. They won't tell you that it's wrong. They'll just say, well, that is under the preferred methods. Okay, but if someone has issue with this, what happens? Well, it's a preferred method. But, okay, does that make it right? Does that make it wrong? I mean, they won't ever answer. So you've got to know how to interpret what they actually mean and make sure everybody stays compliant, and that's what we try to do. From tips, like if you're a restaurant or a store or a deli or anything like that that accepts tips and you're not claiming those tips, when you go to file your business taxes, the IRS is going to go, hey, where'd you account for all these tips that you got? And credit card tips are verifiable. They're on paper. Mm-hmm. They're in writing. You know, we can debate whether I gave you $1 in cash or $5 in cash as a tip all day long, and nobody except us will ever know the difference. But when it comes to what's on paper, the IRS is going to look for that money. Why didn't your employees pay taxes on that income? And tips are considered income.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's why they came up with the tip credits years ago, and it's to give the employer incentive to report all the tips.
Right.
And that way, then at the end of the year, we can issue a tip report back to the employer, and then he can deduct from his taxes a dollar-for-dollar deduction.
That's a lot. Can be a lot of money, especially when talking about hospitality and restaurants. Oh, my goodness.
You'd be surprised at the restaurants that don't even know this.
Oh, my goodness. What a loss.
They don't even know it.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a lot of money.
It really is. So, you know, give Avalon a call, 850-475-1555. The guys will be happy to talk to you.
Drop by. 100 South Pace Boulevard.
Okay, what are your hours and when are you open?
We open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we close at 5 in the afternoon, although I'm usually there about 7:45.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
You know, again, don't come down expecting to see the Blues. They're not there right now. And I know Kirk invited everybody to come and meet the office kitty. Full disclaimer, she hates people.
Oh, no.
And you probably will not see office kitty.
Okay.
You know, she takes off and hides. But you're welcome to stop by and just ask any questions. If, you know, I'm the kind of person, I like to see people that I'm dealing with. I like to, you know, have a visual. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're wondering what these crazy people you hear on the radio look like, come by and, you know, say, hey, I want to see your face.
Do you take on clients at the end of the year like this?
Oh, absolutely. This is our busy time of the year.
Okay, I'm just checking because I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, well, see, anything name now, yeah, I can't it, start till January or something
it,
like
it,
that.
It does. Everything would, you want really basically a January 1 begin date. Uh-huh. Number one, the new workers' comp rates will go into effect, and they're going to be across the board roughly about 7% less. This is 9 years in a row that workers' comp insurance has gone down in the state of Florida. Find me another insurance in the state of Florida that has gone down 9 years in a row, please. Mm-hmm.
And on insurance, I know we don't have much time left, but circling back, because I think the ladies may have joined us late, but again, we just want to give a huge thank you to Assured Partners, Jessica, Eric, and Alex, for all that you do for us and all you do for our clients.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just a reminder, shop local, give us a call, 850-475-1555. Stop by 100 South Pace Boulevard. We'll be happy to see you.
I love it. Thank you both for coming in
this morning.
Chip Wood and Stacey Oren with Avalon HR. Check them out. Now's the time to get your house in order, right?
This is the time.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening and for all the texts that came in this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.